Among the growing numbers of Afghans arriving in Turkey fleeing the Taliban are those who fought alongside NATO forces. And many of them who now are here in Istanbul are looking for help from the countries they once worked for.
My photos with the Germans, with the Americans. But I can open it.
Yusuf, an Afghan helicopter pilot, shows photos of the NATO forces he fought alongside against the Taliban. That collaboration, he says, made him a target, forcing him to flee to Istanbul just before the Taliban seized Kabul. Now he's seeking a visa to a NATO country.
Our advisors, they were from British, they were from US, they were from Germans. We worked shoulder by shoulder in making some plan against of insurgents. Right now, we are in the situations we can't stay in Afghanistan because all our database, our info, there's in the hand of the Taliban.
Listening to Yusuf is his friend, also a pilot, who does not want to be identified. He came to Istanbul 2 months ago after receiving Taliban death threats.
There was multiple threats. First, they were sending letters calling us. Like in the midnight, they would call my father, they would call me. We will put a bomb right behind your door and or underneath your car, then you won't see your family again. And then I have to escape the country. The Afghans, especially those Afghans who work with NATO's foreign troops, they need help and their lives are in danger. I know Taliban has been announcing that we are not hurting anybody, but that's not true. We are getting reports every day that they are tracking people, they are taking people out of their home, and the next day, like, there's no news about them.
He shows me his numerous applications to NATO countries for that much-prized visa. And he knows that he and Yusuf could be waiting for a long time.
I've worked with Germans, I've worked with British. We worked side by side, planning missions, doing missions. But when there's a bad time for you, if you don't get a help from a friend or a colleague, it's very disappointing and very frustrating.
The two pilots live in Istanbul's Zeytinburnu district, dubbed by locals Afghanburnu, because of its large Afghan population. Many here fled the Afghan conflict years ago. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is ruling out taking in any new wave of Afghans. He points out the country is already hosting nearly 5 million refugees, mainly from the Syrian civil war. Ali Hekmat of Turkey's Afghan Refugee Solidarity Association says Ankara is even refusing to allow NATO countries to use Turkey to process Afghans seeking visas.
The Turkish government are not registering them inside Turkey, or they can't apply for asylum inside Turkey. So when they are living in Turkey, they are living as illegal refugee, as illegal people. They can't travel easily from one city to another city. They can't go to the hospital. So they don't have any chance to stay in Turkey. Just maybe they are working for 3 months, 1 month, or maybe if they have enough money, they are immediately starting another trip to Europe.
The two pilots are on tourist visas, which will soon expire. Yusuf's friend has received the good news that his wife and 3 children were evacuated from Kabul and that the United States is now looking into his case. But Yusuf thinks about his own wife and 2 kids, still trapped in Kabul.
I'm just thinking about my family. If they are safe, I'm safe right now. First of all, I think about their life, nothing else.
Neither man knows when or if they'll leave Istanbul and be reunited with their families. But both say they're lucky to have escaped the Taliban. Dorian Jones in Istanbul.